problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the last segment of this Friday's installment of the Maggie Dawn Show here across the Civic Media Radio Network. You got my little buddy, my friend, and yours coming up next. His name's Dom Salvi. He's got the fine program that follows mine also Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. So stick around and check that out. I wanted to spend this last segment of the day on Valentine's Day talking about really how to love and support each other in these incredibly trying times. Not the romantic sort of love, but the love that all Christians and many, many, most faiths, I would say, are called within their faith theology to extend to one another as neighbors, as fellow travelers on this here rock. Because I think the message from so many these days seems to be one of judgment, of rejection, of hate, frankly, a message of division. And so today, I don't want to talk about romantic love. You can just turn on the radio and listen to all kinds of stuff, all kinds of reflections on romantic love. I want to talk about extending love to those who believe differently than you do, who think differently than you do, who live differently, who may love differently than you do, who are different from you. And fundamentally, if you are a Christian, isn't that the one overriding request, not just request, directive to love one another? And isn't that what Jesus's life embodied over and over again? So even if you're not a Christian, I think this applies with some widespread authority. And again, you can look at various of the world's religions. And I think the message, again, of loving one another, of acknowledging each other's shared humanity and dignity is a fundamental core precept. Now, in this moment, last week I referenced and we listened to some of Bishop Marianne Buddy's sermon that she spoke and I think in many ways directed at President Trump. And she called on us, called on President Trump to honor these sorts of ideas, to honor human dignity, to stand up and be honest, and to be humble while doing these things. And lastly, she called upon the president to show mercy. So today, I want to acknowledge and help stand up and show love and care and concern for the dignity and the humanity of everyone in our trans community. Not just the trans community, but especially the trans community. From a broader perspective, everyone in the LGBTQIA community, but especially trans folks. So if you are not a trans person, if you aren't well-versed in the issues and challenges and advocacy in the trans community, I'd like to give you a few things to do. If you want to show love as Jesus called you to show love, rooted in love for all persons, even those that live or love differently, how are you being an ally? How are you showing up for trans folks? I've got five things for you to do to show up in love and solidarity for the LGBTQIA community, but trans folks specifically. The first is to do your personal work. It is not a trans person's job to educate you about trans issues. So please spend some time. Reach out to trans advocacy groups. Check their websites out. Do some research. Read about this. If you are a conservative, if you are a Christian, expand your source network when you do this personal work. Second, please center the voices of trans people. If you are not a trans person, this isn't about you. Please act accordingly and in humility. Third, solidarity work, allyship isn't glamorous. It's not about getting your name in a headline. It isn't about the cookies, if you will. So get over yourself. This is very much about real everyday allyship and work. So understand that it's not going to be fancy. It's not going to be performative. It's about real work. Four, address the impact of your actions and learn from your mistakes. And fifth and finally, trans folks need allies and solidarity, not saviors. This means that transgender, non-binary, and gender expansive people are not victims. Please do not treat them as such. And if you are a trans person out there, please know that I love and support you. You will always have a safe place here on this show and on this network. Please take care of yourselves. Double down on your internet security. Consider your social media presence. Assess your resources, your support groups. Take care of your personal health. Advocate for your personal health. And please, please connect with your community. Find those safe allies. Find your community, those people that love and support you, no matter what. I'm going to have to leave it there, folks. Happy Valentine's Day. Let's love one another as we've all been called to do, regardless of who we may love. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But always remember, it is better when we stand together in solidarity with our trans folks and community.
And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.